Hi, my hootin' hollerin' haze. Hey, what's happening? What's going on? It's me. And that is the show. Thanks so much for joining me. I've had a great time. No, I'm just kidding. But it will be the last time that you see me for a very long time. Why? This is the end of season one. I know, we're all depressed, aren't we? I'm not, because I get some free time during the week now. But it is sad. And, you know, all good things come to an end. Hashtag Nelly Furtado. Sometimes we have to say, it's a song. You're such a man. You're disgusting. You're so gross. How do you not know that song? Isn't it? Lovers to friends. Shut up. My producer didn't know that song by Nelly Furtado. She's looking great, by the way. Long story... Get out. Long story short, today, on this day, this beautiful day, it's actually raining quite a bit. Today is the last day of my season one of my podcast. This era is ending for a short while, but then it will come back. Today, I'm going to be speaking about, as per... Someone just WhatsApped me. Sorry, guys, I'm really popular. Piss off. Anyway, today I'm going to be speaking about nothing. Nothing at all. Because what is there? You know what? Life is so empty and meaningless. Why should I have to structure what I'm speaking about? First of all, this has been about 4 episodes of me speaking about nothing. So if you're going to complain about the fact that I'm speaking about nothing, you decided to keep listening to this podcast. In fact, actually, on my notes, I have notes for what I want to speak about. I got an iPad, by the way. I have notes about what I want to speak about. And the 2 notes are, and I'll read to you. I'll read to you what the brief notes are as reminders of what I want to talk about, okay? The first note reads, hyperfixation over a man. The second note, walrus. genuinely, that's what that says. So we'll get into it. Should we get into it? What? Guys... Right, well, let's start with the introduction. This is Inayame We Trust. My name is Inayame. You trust me, but not for long. Not for long. I'm gone now. Can you edit me out? Can you edit me, like, just out? Not for long. Not for long. And then I'm gone. Anyway. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to watch it visually, you can do so on my YouTube. That is Inayame We Trust. Inayame P is the YouTube name. But not for long. Not for long. Let's get into it. So apparently my producer would like me to discuss the whole theory about would you rather go into the woods with a man or a bear? I don't think there's much to be said. I would, in every universe, any universe, decide to go into the woods with a bear. Bear is definitely the safest option. I saw a video where a guy was like, well, what kind of bear? Which, valid, very valid, because there is a difference between a polar bear and a koala bear, let's say. Although, have you seen that video of that koala bear that attacked that woman? Yeah, all bears are vicious, but men are more vicious. So, because, and this is a quote to my husband, we all know who he is. I don't need to mention him. I love you, babe. Yuval made a video where basically one of the points that really was like, yes, was if you were in the woods with a bear and a bear found out that there were no witnesses within the woods with you, the bear wouldn't change its behavior. It would just continue being a bear. If you were in the woods with a man, and the man found out that there were no other witnesses in that woods, ask yourself whether his behavior would change. I think we all know the answer there. That's why I would always, in any circumstance, choose the bear. Also, secondly, cocaine bear. Isn't that a thing? They fed a bear cocaine. I think bears are really misunderstood creatures. They love salmon. And a lot of them are plant-based, but polar bears are vicious. And that's my take on, would I rather go into the woods with Hussam or a bear? I'd rather go into the woods with a bear. Also, Hussam stinks. No, He doesn't. He smells really lovely, actually. Shout out to Hussam. He's wearing Creed. He's wearing Creed. No one gives a fuck. Anyway, now, now the second part I wanted to talk to you. Oh, hyperfixation over a man. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. I now have a reason to live. I now have a reason to live. Why? In fact, let me ask. I was also just checking if I had permission to speak about this. So I'll let you know. I'll let you know later whether I can. Long story short, I met a boy, and I'm in love with him. You know when you realize that your life has meaning because you now have someone to hyperfixate over. You now have someone to like think about, like and imagine scenarios with. Maybe I'm a loser, but I have that someone now. That someone is, and depending on whether they have given permission or not for me to mention them, that someone is Oliver Mills. He is a lovely little boy, and I met him this week. He's a white man, you wouldn't know him. And actually, no, he's part Maori. Anyway, and now I get to just think about how in love I am. It happened with Yuval as well, because I don't know about anyone else. I don't know about any of my other girls and gays, because that's the main demographic of this podcast, I hope. I love to just imagine cute romantic scenarios in order to go to bed. Maybe I'm crazy. Maya, do you do that?
Okay.
Say you're in bed, you tuck yourself into bed, pajamas on, face, skincare done. Do you imagine like a cute boy that you're like on a date with and then like he says, we're so cute. I love being a girl. It's such a cute experience. So that's what I've been imagining with Oliver Mills. Oliver, if you can hear this right now, I love you so much. And one day we will be together and you will like it. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to talk about, because I just wanted to share that little girly moment to just really kind of hone in with all my girls and my gays, because I know we do that. I know we do that. You wouldn't know what I'm talking about, you disgusting, dirty man. Anyway, do you do it? Do you do it? Do you hyperfixate? Or do you really? Do you really? Are you lying? Are you lying?
I hyperfixate on
companionship. So when you go to... So when you go to bed, like you've done your skincare, you've put your pajamas on, you're laying in bed, do you like think about you just holding hands with a girl and just like going to bed?
Yeah.
Oh, we're so cute. I'm so proud of you. I'm really proud of you. Well done. I'd still choose the bear. Oh. Anyway. So that's currently me. I don't think there's anything else for me to say on that other than I'm in love. I also fell in love with Harriet Rose. Again, hyperfixation. I fall in love quite quickly. I don't know whether it's an Aquarius thing or just my mental state. But I also feel like, as I discussed yesterday, I feel like people fall in love with me. I'm just one of those people that just people fall in love with. And so yeah, I went on Kiss FM and I fell in love with Harriet Rose. Because I'm bi. Don't know if that was mentioned. I don't need to come out. But yeah, I'm in love with Harriet Rose as well. Me thinking about Harriet Rose. Anyway, shall we move on to the next segment, which is news? But instead of news, oh yeah, because I want to talk about the walrus. I want to talk about the walrus. Something happened with the walrus that I want to discuss. And also, there was another news article. There was another news article about misconceptions. And I want to run through that. Similar to the whole period episode, but less about periods, because that was an hour-long episode about periods. Although we have periods, we don't need to discuss them for an hour. Do you know what I mean? Okay, let's move on. With my iPad. I'm now an iPad kid. But not really, because as I've mentioned, I'm just really... I'm really business with it. Like, look at it. It has a keyboard. That's really business. I don't watch films on here. That's so not business. Me showing you all of my notes. So let's look at, right. So this article reads, click one more time. Click one more time on your stupid little iPad. So the news article reads, tourists. No, it's singular. Tourist fined for getting too close to a walrus in Norway. A tourist has been fined 12,500 Norwegian kroner, which is about £900, for approaching, fucking hell, for approaching a walrus in the Norwegian archipelago of Svalbard. The authorities said the man went out onto the ice floe on Wednesday and disturbed a walrus that was lying on the ice. Now, what I want to know in this initial section of this news article is, who's protecting that walrus? Who's in fact playing bodyguard for that walrus? Because unless, I don't know, did the tourist, was there a group of people around him and someone snitched and said, hey, that tourist has gone to that walrus and made him feel uncomfortable. Who is protecting this walrus? Why does this walrus have such power that if anyone comes near the walrus, people are like, they've just approached the walrus and the walrus. How do you know the walrus was disturbed? We dive deeper. Let me just reiterate, the producer found it funny that I said dive deeper because walrus says swim. And men are the main leaders of most countries. Okay. They said members of the public saw him approach the mammal and reported him to the local governor. And that parts of the incident were also observed by the governor's employees. Employees. There is a law in Svalbard which stipulates people must conduct themselves in a way which does not lead to unnecessary disturbance of wildlife. How close did he get? How close did he get? Because, like, was he, like, was the walrus, like, say, for example, was the walrus, like, maybe where this pillow is? That's too close. But maybe where Miss Flaming June is, I'd say that's a good enough distance. Why does the walrus get to live, you know? Maybe I just want to get closer. I don't want to get this close because now this is disturbing. But this should be fine. Also, who snitched? Who snitched? You're all tourists. Do you know what I mean? Which tourist was on holiday, saw the man get however close it was, and then said, Monday I'm going to the governor about this. This is despicable. Who did that? Enjoy your holiday. Do you know what I mean? Oh no, it's members of the public. Does that include tourists? All right. Oh, there's some sad news about walruses. Now I understand. Walruses were hunted practically to extinction in the Svalbard archipelago up until they were protected by law in 1952, according to the government's Norwegian Polar Institute. So they have PTSD. The walruses have PTSD. They think that humans coming near them will kill them. We've all been there. I stand with the walruses. Now moving on to 10 common misconceptions. That was my jeans. That wasn't a fart. That was my jeans. That was not a fart. Okay. I moved my jeans. It won't do it again. But it wasn't my jeans. It made a funny noise and it wasn't a fart. Okay. If I wanted a fart, we'd all know about it. Right. So let's start at number 10. Oh, we've just moved to number 5. Okay. Excuse me. Hold on. Why would it let me go to number 5? Here we go. I found number 3. Twinkle, twinkle, little star was not composed by Mozart. Is that a misconception? I didn't conceive that. I never in my life did I hear twinkle, twinkle, little star and think that is Mozart. That is a Mozart creation. But I'll read further. It has been widely whispered that the classic children's song was composed by the Austrian musician when he was 5 years old. Right. That was his mum that said that. Mozart's mum said, Mozart's been fantastic. When he was 5, he made Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. He's just always been musically gifted, my Mozi, my Wolfgang. That's his name, Wolfgang. Wolfgang Mozart. Fact check, please. Is it Wolfgang? I'm sure it's Wolfgang. It is Wolfgang. Amadeus. Wait. Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. Also, I think Wolfgang's a really... Wolfgang. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Or Amadeus Wolfgang Mozart. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, which I think is a very powerful name. Hi, lovely to meet you. I'm Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Stunning. People are naming their children some stupid stuff these days. But we won't get into that because they're just children. They didn't choose their names. Number 2. Golf does not stand for a misogynistic slogan. Again, maybe it's just because I don't read into this stuff much. I didn't think it did. But apparently, there is a widespread misconception that golf stands for gentlemen's only, ladies forbidden. God, that's... Hate that you're laughing now. However, there is no evidence for this, and golf as a word existed in the Middle Scots period as a standalone word. See, it's such a, that's such a like, I could just imagine golfers on the court. What do they do on the field? What do they do on the grass? What do the golfers do it on? Course. They do it on the course. Just talking about, yeah, guys, I'm here with my bros. Just got a couple of beers. Gonna stick some... I've got a fact check here. The word golf is not an acronym for anything. Rather, it derives linguistically from the Dutch word kulf or koolf, meaning quite simply club. Oh, club, as in like club, not like club or club. Thank you to my less, forget it. Number five, Vikings did not wear horns on their helmets. Are you surprised by that? Well, hear me out. An iconic image for identifying the invaders. I don't like how that's written. I'll start again. An iconic image for identifying the invaders, but there's no historical evidence that it's accurate. In fact, the horns on helmets for Vikings come from an opera scene by Richard Wagner of Der Ring des Nibelungen. So they probably didn't wear horns. I feel like I'm really doing a horrible histories thing right now. I feel very horrible histories right now. Can you shut up? I swear to piss. How do I... I'm getting really sick and tired of these messages. I will never leave Malay alone. No. Huh? They didn't wear horns. Oh, we've got another fact check coming from the iPad kid. There is no evidence that Vikings wore horned helmets, and nothing like this has ever been discovered in any archaeological dig. They certainly wore helmets, but they would have been simply skull caps designed to protect the head from impact. Did they ride bikes? Did they have bikes back in the Viking time? Doubt it. Penny farthing. That was the first bike. The Great Wall of China is not the only human-made object visible from space. Is it visible from space? Crazy. None of the Apollo astronauts reported seeing any specific human-made object from the moon. Even Earth-orbiting astronauts can barely see it. City lights, however, are easily visible on the night side of Earth from orbit. Well, yeah, obviously. Obviously. I'm really not happy with this list of things. Right. Number seven. Napoleon was not short. What do we consider not short, though? Because if it starts with a five, if I read it and it starts with a five, let's be fucking for real. The little corporal's imagine being called the little corporal. Girl, I've just read the rest. The little corporal's height was recorded in French feet, which was 5 feet 2 inches, but that's 5 feet 7 inches in English feet. So he's 5'7". Let me just say for reference, hold on, I'm 5'6". Should I stand up and show you all the size of Napoleon?
This is Napoleon. This is your man.
Long story short, he's tiny. He has little man syndrome. Whether it was even he was tall at the time, he's still tiny. 5'7". I'm sick of men trying to twist it. I bet there was a man that wrote that. I bet there was a man that wrote that was like, yeah, he's not actually short though. He's not actually short. Short kings don't actually exist because, you know, shut up. He was short. 5'7". My little sister's 13. She's about 5'8". Get a grip. Anyway. What? Okay. I don't understand who wrote these because I don't understand. They're not misconceptions because who even thought of these things? John F. Kennedy did not identify himself as a donut. What the fuck are we talking about? What are we talking about here? Do you know this is in the Independent? This is the Independent. This is a news station. The Independent is writing this. Whoever wrote this on the... In fact, let me see if I've got a name for who wrote this article. Jess? Oh, it was a woman. Jess, we are all disappointed in you. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say to you, Jess. That's all I'm going to say. So, legend has it that because the US president used the indefinite article Ein in his famous announcement to Germany, Ich bin ein Berliner, he actually said that he was a donut. Ich bin ein Berliner. What? This is not true, apparently. His sentence was the standard way for a German to identify themselves as someone from Berlin, as was intended. All right, so what are we talking about? What are we talking about? That made its way to a news article. Oh, he nearly said he was a donut, but he didn't. But he didn't, so. Jess? Scandal! Three kings did not visit the baby Jesus. What? You wouldn't care, you're Muslim. What? Oh yeah, he's a prophet. What? Three kings did not, what? We three kings of Orient are gathered here, we traversed afar. Hello. Merry Christmas. One of the most retold stories of, are you Googling that to check? One of the most retold stories of all time. This account is not exactly found in the Bible. Instead, it says that the kings might visit the baby, and elsewhere three gifts are described, leading painters to draw three kings with presents. But the exact number of kings and the belief that their names were Balthazar, Melchior, and Caspar is nowhere in the Bible. So who came up with that? Who came up with that? Probably a white man. Great names, though. Anyway, and this is the final one. When earthworms are cut in half, two baby earthworms are not born. Well, yeah. If you cut me in half, I don't then just become two separate children. What the hell are we talking about? Only the front half may survive, the back end dies. Well, who's out here cutting worms to check if they're both sides live? Who's out here doing that? Get a job. Unless your job is to investigate these things and cut worms, then I guess keep it up, because now we've learned this piece of information. But I feel as though we didn't need to cut the worms, you know? Well, that is my, those are my pieces of misconception facts. Have they been useful? No. Am I enjoying any of this? No. All right. What now? Now we're going to go on to the agonies. We're going to move on to the agonies where you guys are agonized and I try and fix it. Never do though, because you're all messed up in the head. With love. See you. Oh, this is a big one. Seeing as we just spoke about Jesus. Let's do this bad boy, because it's quite a brief one. And the question is, religion and relationships. We're getting deep. Dear Iyame, where do you sit on the spectrum of belief, and can it hinder most long-term decisions in relationships? By asking where I sit on the spectrum of belief, you're asking me what religion I am. If they ask me what religion I am, I prefer not to say. I don't want to be attacked. But I don't, now here's the thing. I don't believe that religion hinders relationships, not at all, unless
you are the wrong religion.
No, unless you are two people coming from two different religions that in some way clash, or there's no movement, or there's like your family do not allow those religions to cross over, then it will hinder you later on down the line. I also believe in the sense that even if one person is spiritual and the other person isn't, at some point that will be hindered, because I think for a lot of people, religion, people that are believers, they are, it's a very powerful feeling for them to be a believer. It's very, and see how, I want you to read between the lines when I'm saying them. That will help you understand my spectrum of belief. I think for a lot of people, yeah, religion in itself is a very sensitive topic for most people. It's a very powerful topic. People that align themselves as religious do so to their core. And therefore, if you're deciding to be with someone in a romantic sense, who you're going to be spending time with, who you want to build a life with, who you want to connect with deeply, that doesn't also have that core belief, it's naturally not going to go the way that you intend. Because that's like, it's a foundation within which you live your life, if you're religious. So personally, this is my message to anyone who is not religious and dating someone religious. I've been there. Don't put yourself through it. or someone that is religious for specific religion and they're dating someone who is religious with another religion and there's no familial crossover, i.e. their family or your family does not like any kind of anything that strays away from your religious or cultural path. Step out of it. And that is my message. Next question. Dear Iame, I had a crush on a boy from primary and we split paths. How can I find him again? I'm ready to hunt him down. Now, can we just say that we're talking about a child here? Because really and truly, your memory of him as a child. Because I'm assuming you haven't seen him since primary. So your memory and recollection is of him being a child. So you're asking me, Iame, how do I find someone that I was in love with when I was six? First of all, Facebook. Second of all, you're so strange. You're so weird. You're so weird. You haven't met anyone else? How old are you? Facebook. LinkedIn. Do you know their full name? Google it. And that is my message to you. This is a long one. This is really long. Do you think I should read this one? I don't know if it's good. All right. Putting the iPad on the lap. We're on this ceremonious time where the iPad goes on the lap to read this, excuse me, to read this big amount. This is a long one, guys. Strap in. Dear Iame, so last year I finally found out my passion and dropped out of the uni that I was at to study this passion. Ominous. What's the passion? Her murder. So that's what I did this year. The whole year I was studying for this course. Why are we speaking ambiguously? Tell me what it is. What is the course? Studying for this course, and this course has been very, very hectic. Like, I've not had a single weekend to myself this entire year until, like, obviously December holidays. But other than that, the holidays that we've had in between during the year, they've been very busy for me. I hate how you type or voice to text. So I have a best friend who have been best friends for 8 years now. And recently this year, she has made two new friends who at first I didn't really like because obviously I don't know them. But as I got to know them, as I was pushed to like being in a room alone with them, I've grown to like them and actually enjoying their company. Okay, great. But here is where my problem is. Okay. As much as I like these girls, I can't help but feel they're trying to steal my best friend. Get a grip. So for instance, my best friend had an event she had to go to. This event is very important to her. She invited me and the other girls to come chill with her like 3 hours before the event was going to start as to like kind of support her. Jesus. Okay. Okay. No punctuation here. There's no punctuation in any of this body of text. How do you expect me to read it with vim and understanding where it was? I was supposed to stop. My best friend had an event she had to go to. This event is very important to her. She invited me and the other girls to come and chill with her like 3 hours before the event was going to start as to like kind of support her because we weren't invited, but it was a... Why weren't you invited? Why weren't you invited? Milestone? Best friend for 8 years? Why weren't you invited? Just saying. But it was a milestone for her. Oh, where is it? Oh, here. It was there to support her right before the event started. Her boyfriend was also invited to this little get-together right before the event. And I wanted to be there for everything, be there with everything in my heart. But unfortunately, because of school and transport reasons, I was unable to attend the pre-party. And I felt very awful for not being able to attend. The next time I see my bestie and these two girls, I was sitting with just the two girls at the time and they were telling me about how much fun they had had and how I should have just ditched the school situation to be there. And basically they were making me feel like a horrible friend for being unable to be there for her, regardless of the fact that I had school and this was an exam. Get over it then. Be secure in the fact that you had an exam. What else am I going to do, bitches? You should have said that. What else am I going to do, bitches? I had an exam. Anyway, let's talk about something else. That's what you should have done. Don't allow people to make you feel bad for something you don't need to feel bad about. Anyway. But I only realized that these girls are low-key out to get me when it came to coming together to get her to give her a gift for this big achievement that she achieved. Big achievement that she achieved. Girl, So they had planned for us to each put in a certain amount of money in order for them to go and buy the gift with that money that we all put together. What is wrong with you? Why are you writing like this? There was a fire in the state, and there was also a fire. Just write in a succinct way. And I absolutely loved that idea, and I wanted to give money in. But unfortunately, on the day that they had asked me, I didn't have the money. But the very next day, I had the money. And so I was calling them to try and tell them, okay, guys, I have the money. Can you please send me your banking details so that I can send you the money? None of them answered their phone. None of them answered my text. They just completely ignored me, and I was very confused as to why. And so now the day after that we're giving her the gift, and I wasn't there because I didn't know it was going to happen on that day because of the fact, I hate you! I hate you! I hate how you type! I know it's voice to text, but you've pissed me right off. Long story short, let me just read this and basically paraphrase it to the people at home because this is awful. Long story short, they got a card without her and signed their names in the card. And also said that the gift was just from them. And then after that, one of the girls texted her back like, hey babe, what's wrong? Shut up, bitch. The question is, I don't know what to do about these girls. Am I crazy or are these girls actually trying to somehow cut me off from my best friend? I think these girls have mental illnesses. I think these girls have low self-esteem, and that is why they wanted to be the main people to give the gift, to receive praise for giving the gift. I think you should look past that and focus on your exams. Your best friend, if she is a good best friend to you, will not let things like this affect your relationship, because she is your best friend, or you have a relationship with her that's separate to these girls, because you've met her prior to that and you have experiences outside of your experiences with these girls. So whether or not they are trying to split you and your best friend up should be completely, if you're secure in your friendship with your best friend, then it should be completely out of your mind. It doesn't matter. Try all you want. It's not going to happen because we are very close, kind of thing. But they just sound really insecure. Next one. That was the worst agony I've ever had to read in my life. Please never message me again. With love. Where are we at minute-wise? We're at 40 minutes. Why? Because you can't spell properly. And that took about 25 minutes to read your agony. So if you're going to do a voice to text, do it and say that the punctuation within. Practice that. This is one, but I feel like I should have had a whole episode dedicated to this. Dear Yame, first off, I love watching your videos. You never fail to make me giggle. Teehee. Long story short, they said the Lord definitely created you to be a light to those around you. Keep on creating. Anyways, I'll be turning 20 in March. She basically is asking me, what are some things you wish you knew before entering your 20s? I didn't do that. Keep on creating. But anyways, I'll be turning 20 in March. Kind of crazy, although it's exciting. It's getting real. I'm in my sophomore year of college, but can't believe I'm about to enter the decade that I graduate college. My career begins. I may even meet the man I marry. I hope not. Not until you're 30. That's what I'm trying to say. Not ever. Just not right now. You're 20, babe. 20? And you want to meet the man to marry? Girl, don't ruin your life already. Me to the woman 2 weeks ago. Congratulations on getting married at 23. Anyway, what are some things you wish you knew before entering your 20s? SPF yourself. Super pussy fuck yourself. No. SPF yourself. What is it? Sun protecting factor. Use SPF. That is a really big thing if you want to keep your skin young. SPF. Men do not matter. In the slightest. That's number two. Number three, nothing matters. Nothing matters. Men don't matter. Your interactions with people that may be embarrassing doesn't matter. Nothing matters. The decisions you make within your 20s don't necessarily matter, which sounds really like, but in the same time, it should be motivating because you have all the room to make all the decisions you want to make. Obviously, be nice. Be a nice and kind person. But if you... it's not the... like, you finishing your... you graduating college, sorry, and then deciding to go into a specific career, you're not stuck in that career forever. Things can... something small could happen. Like, you might be walking down the street one day, trip over, break your leg. The person that you meet within the... A&E part works in a specific field that you want to work in. Or maybe you decide you want to be a nurse. Things change at a whim and you can't control it. So nothing matters. The decisions you make do not matter. So do not be held down or scared of the decisions that you make. Make any decision you want within reason. Be a nice person. What?
I wish I
knew
to have experiences.
Have experiences in what sense? What Hussam said here, and he's a man, so take it with a pinch of salt. No, but I agree. Don't just launch yourself straight into the system. Have experiences. Experience life outside of the capitalist regime. I.e. going to school, going to work. Take a moment to take a break. You don't also, the experiences that you have or the jobs that you decide to do don't necessarily need to be money makers. They don't necessarily need to launch you into a specific part of your life. You can decide for 6 months that you want to bartend just because it's a dream that you have to bartend and have those experiences, meet new people and do something you enjoy. It doesn't have to be money, 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 money. You know? Anything else? How old are you? Oh. Well, this is for you. Maya's 22. Oh, that's so gross. How old are you, Hussam? 45. How old are you? You're 29. You're 2 years an adult. I feel like 20s is you're still a baby. And that is my that's my tip for when you're turning 20. Have fun, live your life. Men don't matter. Your choices don't necessarily matter that much unless you're deciding to be a bad person. And at some point in your late 20s, mid 20s, you'll decide to go to therapy. What I will say is as well, your life will completely switch, change, in my opinion, from 25 onwards. You've got 3 years on you to prepare. 25, prepare for it. Put it in the back of your mind right now, but just know that when you hit 25, things are going to change. And you have no control. Live life! Shall I do one more? Yeah, it's the last episode. I'll do one more, but a short one. Not one of those stupid ones where you send me a long one with no punctuation. Oh, this is a long one, but I don't want to read it. I'll read it really quickly. Girl. Okay. I read the end of it and I'm really annoyed with you because how is this even a question? Dear Yame, I'm the youngest of eight and I see everything. Which I am blessed, but also exhausted from carrying this family. Girl, you're the youngest of eight. You're not carrying anything. Oh, from either being cancelled or falling apart. Yeah, it's always the Gen Zers that are always stopping a family from being cancelled. I've been ignoring my father, a raging CEO, typical insecure narcissist, for about 3 months now. Oh, you have some issues. You have some daddy issues, they are. I am uber grateful that I have a mother who successfully fills that hole and so much more. My mother is what me and my sister call a product of her time, meaning the sexism and degradation and discrimination that happened during her period of adolescence has most definitely had an impact on the way her life has turned out, and not for the better. Does she have internalized misogyny? Oh, that's hell, isn't it? It's hell when you have a woman that you look up to that has internalized misogyny, because it's kind of like, oh, just shut up. Just shut up. If you grew up in a different time period, then you would be so, you'd know your power, but you don't. Anyway. Oh, she said the N-word. She said the N-word. She said the N-word. I'm not reading that because some white people listen to this and this, I don't want them getting too comfortable with that word. Anyway, when I tell you I haven't looked at this in 3 months, that's what she said. Standing on business is the only thing I know how to do. Now, what's the purpose of you telling me this? And also, what's the purpose of you saying the N-word? Are you mixed race? Is your mom white? Is your mom black? Are you fully black? See how it's difficult? I don't know you, you know? I really want to get to know you. I want to see you. Don't come to my house. Anyway. Weird to ask... Weird to ask a stranger if I'm in the wrong, but I would like to know if I'm crazy and should not continue. But if we're being for real, no matter what comes out that clear, flawless skin mouth, you best believe that ain't talking to me. What are you talking about? Are you talking about your daddy issues? I can't relate. My dad annoys me, but I love him to death. Also, if your daughter gets repulsed and physically can't even look at you, don't go look in the mirror and question yourself. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you have issues here. I don't know if I should even continue this because I'm so confused. I think you're really angry and I think you just wanted to say that. Glad you got that off your chest. Goodbye. Here's the thing. And this is the last episode, so I can't even say anything because the next episode will not exist. Give me something to talk about. I can't talk about anything there. You have daddy issues. You should go to therapy. But you're also 18. You said I'm 18 and still live at home. Well, duh. You're 18. Of course you still live at home. But also you're 18, you have daddy issues. Go and sort that out. Don't speak to me. Love. Anyway, that is my last agony for the day. So I think you need to go to therapy and learn how to write. Well, that has been the final episode of my podcast. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild? Isn't that insane? I think Hussam is bending over right now to get me a cake. I think he's bought me a cake. Is it bedazzled? Is it like a personalized cake? Do I have to say at cake box? Oh, this is so exciting. I got a cake. Cake. Oh, okay. This is me This smells like Creed as well. This is me reacting to the cake. Are you going to zoom into the cake at some point? Okay, now, let me tell you something. If I open this cake and it's just a plain vanilla cake, I'm going to be really pissed off because there's a whole load of, you know. Okay, here goes. Oh! No, because I didn't understand, because they've put, and if you can see here, you'll understand my confusion. Can you see the cake? They have put 20, right. They've put 20 in Ayame We Trust, but I read that as 20 inches Ayame We Trust. I love a 20 inches Ayame. Thank you guys. Wow. Oh, it's pink. There's pink on the sides. There's pink on the sides. Hold on. Wow. It is pink on everything. Look at the pink. Oh. Wow. You, thumbnail. Well, this has been Any Army We Trust. This is my cake. And if you're listening, as opposed to watching, you're going to hear me say this is my cake and think that I'm showing my bare ass on YouTube. And maybe I am. Maybe you should tune into the YouTube to see whether it is I am showing my bare ass. Because my cake looks delicious. And if I turn this, I'm going to speak very cryptically now for the people that are listening with no video. If I turn this cake a little bit, you can see pink. Vagina. People might think that they're seeing my vagina now. Well, this is me. This is Inigami Richards. This is a time to be alive. You won't see me again. You'll never see me again until later on this year. Maybe there'll be something live. Maybe. Maybe there'll be guests. Maybe. Maybe my mum will come back. Me talking to the camera. Maybe my mum will come back for an episode. Or maybe you'll get to meet my dad. He's black. Well, okay, this box won't move. Thank you so much for listening. You guys have a great time. Get ready for the summer. Pop some puss. And I'll see you afterwards. Love you.